It's scheme wise. We look for matchups. We felt like we had a good matchup with Jordy, our top receiver on the left side. Sherman stayed on his side the entire game. Looked that way a little bit. I mean, he's a dominant corner, but we're not afraid to throw on anybody. But it just turned out the way that it all played out, we threw primarily to the left.
How much can it jumpstart this offense to make some big plays down the field? Will that open up underneath more as well?
Well, I think the run game is going to be as big a helper to jumpstart the offense as anything. If we can run it a little more effectively, then we can get a play action game going. We had Thursday a lot of dropbacks. If we're able to work in some of the action passing game, that's when you can really open up some of those holes down the field.
What's been your key to bouncing back from losses? I think you personally, when you've started, you haven't lost back-to-back games in 4 years.
Well, thanks for saying that. It's preparation. We try and have the same approach every week. Try and learn from the things that are wrong. Try and adjust as best we can in situations where you have a poor performance as a group, and just get better next week.
Is it a big relief not to see Cromartie and Revis over there in that Jets secondary? And if not, though, what challenge does this secondary present?
That's a good secondary. It's a younger one, but they're a talented group. They got a first round pick at safety who made a lot of plays in the preseason and in week one. DeJuan Landry is a veteran guy who's played in the Rex's style of defense for a while and done a really good job. Not sure if D's going to play or not, but if he plays, he's a talented guy. And Antonio is a converted safety who has very good length and athleticism at the corner. So I think it's a good group. You have Kyle inside, who's played a lot of football at nickel. And, they tie a lot of their coverages to the fronts and the pressures, and Rex does a good job of mixing things up.
Aaron, the NFL decided to cut ties with Ray Rice. What are your thoughts on that whole situation?
Well, again, I actually addressed this yesterday, but, I think we all saw the video, whether on SportsCenter or whatever outlets we have. It was on everything yesterday, and I think we need to continue to stand for the fair and right treatment of women, with our athletes, and we need to remember we represent every time, whether we're in the locker room, on the field, or away from the stadium. We represent a lot of people. Our fans look up to us as role models, especially the young kids. Our teammates are counting on us, our families, our organization, our fans, our fan base to represent the organization the right way. And when you don't, then you usually are let go.
Aaron, when you look back at week one, how did your young guys, Corey, Devontae, Richard, handle the first game pressures?
Well, Corey played more than any of those guys. Devontae played sparingly but made a couple good reactions. Richard got hurt, so he was out for a while. But Corey did a really nice job. I wasn't surprised by his performance because he's a center the majority of his career. But he did a good job of holding his own in the middle, and I think he played really good. Must have been the prayers.
Aaron, in Seattle, obviously the fans try to make themselves a part of the game.
They do, yeah, they do.
What about here? What does that support help you guys play as a team?
Yeah, we need it to amp up just maybe a tad. I think if Seattle teaches us anything, is that you can really get that extra advantage when your home crowd is really loud. Now, we had, I think, with the extra seats last year and some of the game-day stuff, it was definitely amped up more last year. But, fans, we need to keep bringing it, keep that level, that energy up, that sound up when they're on offense. When we're on offense, maybe ease up a tad on some of the wave stuff because we do have to hear everything out there. But it's a great game day experience at Lambeau. Anybody and my friends who come out from the West Coast especially, and you're just not used to this type of environment, the tailgating, the fan experience, the game day experience with the Pro Shop, the Hall of Fame, the Atrium. It's a special place to play, and we want to just keep getting it rocking.
Talk about getting the run game going and the play action and whatnot. I think I looked at your stats. You've never thrown for over under 200 yards a game and lost until the wild card game in San Francisco and last week in Seattle. Does that kind of show that you guys need to really put the ball in the air in order for success in this offense?
Well, I think we learned last year we can run it effectively, but I think at times we can be more aggressive if the protection holds up and if we're able to get open. But when you're struggling getting open and struggling with the protection, you have to be a little bit more conservative.
What makes Rex's defense so tough? they've been top 11 ever since he's been there, regardless of personnel?
Well, I think he's a great coach. I think he's very creative. Anytime you bring creativity to a scheme where you have players who can run the system effectively, then you can really confuse people. And I think he does a really good job of confusing quarterbacks and bringing in different looks and playing different coverages behind it. But, you know, it runs in the family. His father obviously brought a ton of stuff to the game, and him and his brother have done a lot to change the way defense is played. And you're seeing from those trees a lot of other coaches over the years have had a lot of success. So you got to give that family a lot of credit.
Last question for him.
Yes, Boone.
You'll be able to be a lot more diversified this week, and especially with personnel formations and things you do like that. Or did you feel like you could get in most of what you do offensively with your, you know, strict three?
I think as a general rule, it's always going to be easier to go faster and be more diverse at home, because we have the luxury of being able to hear and do more verbal stuff. When you're on the road, it's got to be 95% nonverbal. And that makes the those specific signals or body language stuff more important, and you can't use your words to skip some steps. So we should be able to do a lot more this week. Formationally, it's yet to be seen if we can be more effective.